Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where we're always trying to figure out if Klay Thompson and Megan Thee Stallion are together. I don't know if that topic will be addressed.
If so, good on him.
But it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I really appreciate that. Kevin, I have a question for you. Are you over it yet?
Man, hold on. This computer, and by this computer, I mean probably Sean Sharif. I started to type in Megan. The immediately popped up at the top, Megan Thee Stallion, Klay Thompson photo. Was Sean Sharif feverishly seeking out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything that has to do with that kind of stuff, Sean's interested in.
That's true.
He likes the stuff that gets things boiling, if you will. Is that the right?
I don't think so.
Term there,
but then again, I was gonna say we try to get to the bottom of the Megan Thee Stallion Klay Thompson situation. And I was like, well, that's probably not the way I want to phrase it.
The bottom. As I asked earlier, Kevin, are you over it yet?
Duke losing to Houston, not really.
The time that we left you behind when it was me and Mike and we walked off the airport. Have you forgiven us?
I have.
Okay.
I was mad about that, though.
All right. When you travel as a group, do you have to go everywhere as a group? So if there's like three or four of you and you travel, do you have to walk everywhere together? Or does everybody know where they're going? I have our friends that got the suite for the Rangers.
Yeah.
They were going on they were taking 30 people on a cruise.
Wow.
And I was like, do you have to like wait? All right, guys, we're going to dinner.
Yeah.
And everybody, you got to get 30 people to go to dinner at the same time. That's ridiculous. Nobody's doing that.
Yeah.
Somebody has a bad timing. Somebody got drunk and is asleep on the deck. Happens.
The deckheads.
Guys, there is no way you don't get this question today. The trivia question of the day. And again, I just have this box and I pull one out of the box and then ask the question. Which NFL Hall of Fame running back went by the name Sweetness? Emmitt Smith.
Nope.
Jim Brown.
Nope.
Matthew Stafford.
That's the Walter Payton.
Actually, it's
one.
Barry Sanders.
Okay.
Barry Sanders or Walter Payton.
We need another question. It's okay. It's obviously Jim Brown. I'm just kidding. It's Walter Payton.
Walter Payton. All right. I will give you another question then, because, like I said, that one was too easy. Although Mr. Long Handoff would have been a great option. Got a cool nickname.
Do you think it's weird that nobody's at the Wimbledon Mixed Doubles Championship? Like, there are all these empty seats. It's the championship.
I don't have a clue who either one of those.
Yeah, that's fine.
Out of all four of them, I don't have any clue who they are.
Me neither. But still.
I'm there for Carlos Alcaraz. If I have to be in 89 degree heat.
You'd be fine. That's like 10 degrees cooler than
today. There, I have to act all pampered. At the 1901 Olympics. The U.S. team boycotted the tug of war. Accusing the British team of cheating by using what? A, metal spikes in their boots. B, molasses on their hands.
What?
C, weights on their belts. D, steroids.
It's probably not steroids, right?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I guess as the moderator, you probably shouldn't be giving us hints.
1908 Olympics, the U.S. team boycotted the tug-of-war event, accusing the British team of cheating by using metal spikes, molasses, weights, or steroids. I'll let you guys think about that as we...
Alec, this you might want to take over on this one, because I really just want to say molasses, just because that feels like an old-timey thing.
Slow as molasses. Guys... Do you know who Livy Dunn is?
Also, tug of war was an Olympic event. I'm sorry, Corey. Back to you.
I feel like, yeah,
it was. We should bring that back.
I would absolutely watch tug of war.
I was watching this tug of war competition, except the people that lost, they died.
That's Squid Games.
It was.
Have you ever heard of Livy Dunn, Kevin?
I have.
She, I've been told, overrated. The
she's very rich.
Very, very rich.
I think she's very pretty.
She was trying to buy an apartment. And I don't know how interested she actually was in this apartment or would have been before she started dating Paul Skeens.
Okay.
But here's Livy Dunn talking about this specific apartment.
A few months ago, I decided I was going to make my first real estate purchase, which is so exciting, and I was going to get an apartment in New York City. But the gag was, it was Babe Ruth's apartment. So naturally, ooh, like, I'm telling everybody, I'm excited. I was going to buy it, and I was going to pay with cash. Like, I wanted this apartment bad. Like, it got to the point where the realtor was so confident. Paul and I went. I got an interior designer because I didn't want to bring my college furniture to Babe Ruth's apartment. That would be like criminal. Then the week that I'm supposed to get my keys to my brand new apartment, I get a call. The co-op board denied me. So pretty much the people in the building voted to not have me live there, which is fine. Like, honestly, it wasn't financial. It could have been, for all I know, they could have been Alabama fans and I went to LSU. Like, I have no clue. Maybe they didn't want a public figure living there, but I was literally supposed to get the keys, and that week they denied me. So it was just iconic. Like, it was so cool that it was Babe Ruth's apartment. But yeah, but long story short, don't try to live in a co-op. You might get denied and you won't get Babe Ruth's apartment.
And so that is,
wow,
a quite fascinating story. She had cash. First off, she had cash. She had $1.5 million of cash just to throw down on this.
I just want to point out that probably just means via a bank transfer, because I used to always think when they're like, I'll pay in cash, that meant they brought like their briefcase and opened it up. And I don't believe that is actually
how
what
much
that
is
means.
$1 million in cash. How many briefcases is it?
At half.
It's half a briefcase?
It just depends on what kind of bills you use. Because think about it. So the $100 bill stack of hundreds is $10,000.
Okay.
Right? And so you need 100 of those. I'm sure you can probably fit 100 stacks of bills in a briefcase.
Okay.
So like, that's why you'd want the $1 bills. And you're like, hey, we got 8 more briefcases. And you're like, oh my God, I'd be so rich.
If I have, I don't want to do a wire transaction if I have that much money. Because okay, if I have that much money, then I have Bruno, who wears the sunglasses and has the handcuffed suitcase,
yes,
or briefcase,
yes,
walking around next to me. And I just get, they go, where's the wire transfer? And I go, Bruno here will take care of you. And then I leave. I just get up and walk out dramatically. But she had this money that she was like, I'm willing to pay this much for it. The owner of the apartment was like, deal. And there's a co-op, or I guess like an HOA, which I still think is dumb, is like, you can't live here.
It had to be the famous part, right?
Babe Ruth was famous.
That's, you know what? That is a hell of a counterpoint I did not expect. I will concede the argument.
But I agree. They were probably thinking to themselves, she's going to have some reality show that's going to end up having all these cameras in our apartment complex. She's going to have people waiting outside all the time. We're going to get creepers. We're going to get all these things. And that is fair. I do ask, though, how bummed would you be if your girlfriend was trying to buy you in that apartment. And again, I don't know if she's always been a Babe Ruth fan, but this is perfect content for a content creator, right? Like this storyline is this going to get stories and everything. It's perfect for a content creator. How bummed would you be though if you lost out on, Cooper Flagg's Summer League jersey?
I mean, really bummed out, obviously. But you just said something. I'm going to go Corey Majors right here. I think this was a ploy all along because of the publicity. Now everyone, Livy Dunn is like huge on social media. Yeah.
Almost as big as the Costco guys.
Good point. We'll have them in studio tomorrow at 12:20. Do you think now people are like, hold on, Babe Ruth's apartment is for sale?
Yeah.
And it's going to drive more interest and more money. And that's why it got denied.
She already bought it.
Oh, crap. That's how rich people get richer.
From the 856, just bought my house in cash, had to pay the cashier's check.
Yeah, it would be, I think it would be much more exciting and dramatic to have like the money counter there. You open the briefcase, they start running it through like you're in the 1950s mob. But I get why that probably is not the way they do it.
From the 940, I paid $95,000 cash for a truck and boat. Felt like a baller. Yes.
100%.
Yes.
I would too.
You just walk in and you're just like, cash.
Do you accept cash? My son, my older son, who's now 20, thought it was baller when we went to the dog groomer and I said, can you break 100? And he was like, oh! So I can't even imagine dropping that much cash in person.
From the 817, I'm going to buy that apartment and invite her over. And then from the 945, I'm sorry, but you're not a public figure because of your athlete, man. She's a public figure on her own.
Yes.
She does not need Paul Skeens to be anything. She has done this on her own. At a very young age, she started launching this content creation, and it has taken off.
For sure.
And she's worth tons.
Yeah. No, I
Cooper Flagg's worth more, I think, isn't he?
Eventually, if he's not yet.
And
no, he absolutely will be. But you're right. Livy Dunn is very, very famous on her own.
I did want to go back to something that you brought up earlier in the show, mm-hmm. and that was the Legends Hospitality Group.
Yes.
I went and looked. Because we were talking about there was $1 million they have to pay.
$1.5 million fine.
Oh!
Which I'm sure will really put a dent in the nothing.
Jerry Jones and the Yankees co-founded this thing together with Sixth Street Partners. And I think Sixth Street owns about 51%. The Yankees and Cowboys and Jerry own the other half.
Okay.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, I kind of wonder if that was NFL mandated.
Probably so. 2023, they announced the acquisition of ASM Global, a major venue management company, for $2.3 billion.
Wow.
And at the moment, they are valued at $1.35 billion. That was in 21.
Okay.
Kevin, I said it's like, it's his Legends company that services the suites is almost as valuable as most of the NFL teams.
Yeah.
Like or a bunch of the, it's more valuable than NBA teams out there. That's $1.35 billion.
Alec, what do you think your net worth is?
Oh, that's a great question.
I don't even know if I can buy a net.
Me neither. This economy, it's crazy. I don't know. Maybe like count the car. $50,000? I don't know.
$50,000.
Sure. All yeah.
$50,000. This is the equivalent fine for just that company. I'm not even factoring in the Cowboys or any of this other stuff. They would have fined you $31.91. Now,
I'd be ticked off to have to pay that.
Okay, but living your life and you got away with all this stuff maybe, or you made a whole lot of money and they're like, you know what, Alec, you're fined $31. Mm. Is that really going to break you of that pattern? Probably not.
What he's probably going to say is do it, lady.
That's right.
It's going to happen.
Apparently it's really popular. Do it, I'm lady. Sorry, I don't know.
Do it, lady's a I'm thing. Next topic. Mm-hmm. Do that professional transition.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, at long last, it is reportedly be in the works with Disney, with Chris Brenner, who wrote Bad Boys Ride or Die, writing the script.
Mm-hmm.
National Treasure 3 is reportedly in the works. Now, I don't think that National Treasure gets enough respect around here.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian won't watch them. She's like, I don't like those movies. I'm like, what are you talking about? It's like Indiana Jones meets more fun. It's so good.
More fun, like the concept. That's not a person. I don't know, yeah. Right?
But evidently Chris Bremner is penning a new draft of a script for a third National Treasure movie. He's been attached to the project for years, but the scooper indicates that's, I don't know who the scooper is. There's some heat under the production again with the new draft getting the go ahead. And guys,
Disney's making
Disney.
It?
Now Disney also did the series. Mm-hmm. I loved the series too. I thought it was ridiculously stupidly fun.
If it's Disney, do you think it will be about the movies the same as the movies before? Do you think it'll be investigating how terrible certain people are? Or
I have no clue.
Okay.
I just hope they, I don't think they can steal the Declaration of Independence again. So they're going to have to
come up with
something
else. What would you like
them
to do? Oh no, he's got an idea. Did you see that look, Alec?
He's like, jokes.
Gears are turning.
I wrote a spec screenplay.
No, I just have jokes. Do it, lady. All right. At the 1908 Olympics, the U.S. team boycotted the tug of war event, accusing the
I thought you said it was the 1901 Olympics.
1908. You did say 06 just now. Oh, I'm sorry. In 19 before 1910 sometime. Sorry that the 7 years is that big of a deal. Like y'all would know the difference.
I do, actually.
I studied all the way up to 1901 and then stopped there.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. team boycotted the tug of war because they accused the British of cheating using A, metal spikes in their boots, mm-hmm. B, molasses on their hands, C, weights on their belts, or D, steroids.
I want to stick with molasses.
As much as I want it to be molasses, I think it spikes. I think it spikes in the boots.
Kevin, you're sticking with molasses? Kevin, with you are wrong. Alec, you are correct.
Let's go.
Still riding a hot streak here. Metal spikes in their boots is how they cheated. And that, ladies and gentlemen.
How they allegedly cheated.
Allegedly.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We mentioned this earlier, didn't get a chance to follow up on it. NFL divisional power rankings plus all pros of the future. Let's talk some more football next on The Fan.
Second down and six. Williams play fake. Now throws wide open. It's DJ Moore. The former Carolina Panther is in for a Bears touchdown.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Got a couple of football discussions for you. Would you like to go through the divisional power rankings or future the next half decade team? So like we had talked about like, oh, who would be your half decade player, blah, blah, blah. And I wanted to go through the next half decade, predicting ahead for the NFL.
I don't know who's going to be alive in the next half decade.
Well, you're going to have to guess.
All right. Josh Allen.
Okay, so is that the topic you're picking?
No. Yes.
Man.
Half decade is where I want to go, Kevin.
All right.
I love this idea.
Who will be QB1 for the next 5 years?
I think it's Josh Allen.
We could call this the honorary Cole Hamill segment. I know we tweaked it just a little bit. Josh Allen.
I seriously think that Patrick Mahomes is still considered that dude.
For sure.
But obviously because he had a down season and didn't win the Super Bowl, now he's kind of come back to earth.
Neither did Josh Allen.
I know, but Josh Allen's still kind of like on that rise.
Okay.
I would probably pick Josh Allen number one overall. Maybe Jaden Daniels too, okay. Depending, but like... Mahomes is in that trio, but that's probably the trio that I'm choosing from. Then Lamar, but that's because I'm running my offense a little bit differently.
Okay, Alec, who is your future half decade QB? Are you also going Josh Allen?
I'm torn. My heart really wants to say Lamar, but he's gotten so close yet so far away. He's got the MVPs behind his back, but the Winter Soldier has the most recent MVP. I just learned that he's called that today. I work here. But, yeah, I think I'd have to go Josh Allen because the body of work more recently, it's purely recency bias for me.
Oh, man.
All right.
We're just laughing out of nowhere.
Did you eat my lunch?
Eric. Two questions.
Do you like ground beef that much?
I love ground beef.
I freaking
really
love ground
do.
Beef.
It's so dude. Good. You ever just put it in with some onions and garlic and just put cheese in it?
Yes.
And mix that up and you just got
that melty, cheesy.
Oh, so
and
good.
Then you take the chip. It's like your own sort of nacho.
Two questions for you.
I see cheese on Higgy's lip right now. This is starting to be pretty damning evidence.
Who will be the NFL's best running back for the next 5 years? And what do you actually want to know that you came into this room for?
I will start with the second question. I really just want my lunch. I'm a lunch pill guy.
Where happened to your lunch?
It vanished, okay? And you now have a bit of a track record.
Sure.
Of thievery, okay?
You kicked that door open and said, did you take my S?
I will say...
But you have to switch it up. So I would say, obviously it's not in here, because that would be too predictable.
Yeah.
Perhaps go back to where you started and look in that room.
Okay, all right. So it's a little bit of a hunt that I'm on.
Indeed.
Sounds good. Scavenger hunt for my lunch. I'll do it. I'm hungry enough. Secondly,
I'm so sorry that my co-host keeps doing that.
Hey, hungry dog hunts best.
If you get too mad, just knock on the window and come back in. I'll tell you where it is.
Okay. I miss the days when it was just a simple middle finger from Hagee, you know?
Now it's taking your things.
Ashton Jeanty with Chip Kelly pulling the strings.
Ooh.
Defense is having to worry about Brock Bowers quite a bit. Jack Besh can block his balls off from a wide receiver position. How about that?
Okay.
So I will go. I will go Jeanty just off the top of the dome here.
It's a good one. That's a good option.
Do you agree?
I was going to go with Bijan.
Yeah, Bijan is real.
I think it's Bijan Robinson. He's a real human being. Yeah. He is.
We've seen it.
All right. Thank you very much. Enjoy your lunch. And again, just knock on the glass. If you can't find it, I'll help you out.
How do you think Bijan feels taking handoffs from a Penix?
The long, long handoff Penix.
I realize at least part of this is my fault. Maybe a shut up and go find your lunch.
Wow.
Wide receivers.
It's chaos.
You get to pick three. Who will be the three best wide receivers of the next 5 years?
I think Malik Nabers has the opportunity to be amazing.
Okay. Malik Nabers is one that Fox picked.
I think Justin Jefferson's still in that conversation for the next 5 years. And Jamar Chase. I'll throw those three out there.
Oh, in your face, CeeDee Lamb. Alec, who are the three wide receivers that you pick? he found his lunch.
I'm going to be boring, and I'm going to say probably the top three receivers in the game right now that everybody can almost unanimously agree on, which is Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, and CeeDee Lamb. Whatever order you want to put it in, I think they're all the best.
Fox said Malik Nabers, Justin Jefferson, and Brian Thomas, Jr.
That's actually a really good option considering, like, he had a better year than I think people thought he was going to have last year.
I think you guys are going to be stoked about this. Their pick for best left guard of the next 5 years, Tyler Smith.
Yeah.
So,
dominator.
Hooray. The two best edge rushers for the next 5 years. As you brought up earlier, Corey, this is a loaded category.
I'll stick with Aiden Hutchinson. He's young enough.
True.
How old is Micah?
26.
I'll throw Micah out there.
Okay.
It feels like Micah hasn't arrived because he hasn't gotten a defensive player of the year.
He's 26.
Award. 26?
Feels and like, he just turned 26.
Yeah, it just feels like he hasn't arrived, even though we've seen him.
Yeah.
And the whole country knows who he is, but he doesn't have any of the awards to go along with it. So I think that's like something missing from him. So I think he's still on that kind of hungry trajectory.
Alec, you get to pick two. What say you?
I think I'm in lockstep with Corey here. Because Hutchinson, like he said, he still has time on his side. Even with the major injury that he's coming off of, he still has time. With Micah, he's been so close to being that topic of conversation that he is the absolute best in terms of the voting, in terms of the stats. He's been so close that I think he's right there. I think those are the two best options, but I'm sure they'll throw in a TJ Watt. You know, I'm sure they'll throw in a couple other names that might be younger, might still be on a rookie deal.
It is Micah Parsons and Aiden Hutchinson that do get the nod right there. All right, so I want to move you down to the list. Hopefully you'll find this encouraging. Special teams, it's utter domination from the Dallas Cowboys. Best place kicker will be Brandon Aubrey.
Hell yeah.
And best kick returner, Kevontae Turpin.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tee Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE today or visit mensteeclinic.com. That's mensteeclinic.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally.
It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For the next 5 years. So there you go. All right. NFL divisional power rankings. Going into
Cowboys.
Okay, that is not a division.
Okay.
Who do you think is the worst division in football going into the season? Or which division?
NFC South.
NFC South.
I felt that way for a while.
What about you, Alex?
Oh,
do you think
AFC
it's that South, or do you think it is one of the Souths?
Yeah, AFC South sucks too.
In fact, both the Souths are 7th and 8th. Which would you say is worse?
Sorry, South.
I still lean NFC. Hey, that's miserable.
NFC South. I was going to make a joke, but Alec was talking. I was going to make a joke to you, just to say back to you. All right. The NFC South is only 7th.
Oh.
It is the AFC South that has been judged as the worst in all of the land. What is worse that is not one of the South divisions?
What is worse that's not?
What's 6? Okay. I'm sorry.
I was like,
I admit,
it's worse.
I had my joke in my head. I should have focused.
All right, so the NFC West is not great, but there was a time when we thought it was great, but the AFC East has a couple of bum teams in it. So I'll go with them.
AFC East, what say you, Alec?
I kind of like that too.
Okay. AFC East is 6, NFC West is 5.
Okay.
All right, so there's 4 divisions left. The AFC West, the AFC North, the NFC East, and the NFC North. How would you stack those 4 top to bottom? So 1, 2, 3, 4. How would you stack those 4?
I'd probably go NFC North. Then I would go AFC West. Then I would go AFC North, then NFC East. And you have the Super Bowl champion.
You do.
And you have the upcoming quarterback in Jaden Daniels. But the Giants still hold that thing down.
Do you not feel the same way about the Browns?
Browns have Shador and Joe Flacco. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
And Dylan Gabriel and Kenny Pickett. They got all the quarterbacks.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right. Yeah, if this was your 4 quarterback keeper league, you'd be like, hey, we got something here.
We got it all made.
All right. Alec, how would you stack the 4 divisions?
I think at the top right now, I'd probably go AFC West 1.
Okay.
NFC North 2. NFC West 3.
NFC East.
NFC East. There we go. 4. Yeah. That's probably how I'd go.
So I'm interested by your AFC West pick, and I think with all these divisions, there's like that pivot team, right? Mm-hmm. Like you just mentioned how bad the Giants might be or how bad the Browns might be. So NFL.com, they had the NFC North number one, which, look, expectations seem to continue to be sky high for Minnesota. Obviously, expectations are very high for Detroit.
Young quarterback play there.
Yeah, that's true.
Definitely.
The Bears have reconfigured what looks like their biggest weakness. And
Lions are strong.
Yeah, absolutely. So after that, it goes AFC North, AFC West. I wondered if your pivot team in the West was either the Broncos or the Chargers that you think are going to like take another step up, because I think we all understand how good the Chiefs are.
For me, the pivot team is the Broncos. Okay. I don't think they're going to be bad by any means, but I think they could be way better than I anticipate. I think they're going to be a good team, but I think they could be a really good team.
Yeah.
And that swings everything for me.
See, and I think I would go NFC North 1, AFC West 2, NFC East 3, and AFC North 4. The reason being, I know the AFC North is good. I do. But I also think they've got two teams in there that will do good in the regular season and not
in the playoffs.
And probably not do anything in the playoffs. I am not a believer in Aaron Rodgers whatsoever. And they have a crap team just like the NFC does. Whereas the NFC East, whereas I am really fascinated to see what the Commanders do. And obviously you have the defending Super Bowl champions in there. So like even aside from the Cowboys, who I think will be fine.
I totally get that. I totally understand that. That ranking, I think that ranking's a really fun where you can kind of throw it out. I think the NFC East for me is always going to be four. That's
okay.
A dice roll, but I think the other three you can kind of roll it around and figure out from there.
It'll be interesting to see how that evolves like in a year's time. Let's say in a year, Philadelphia is still really good and Washington was really good again. And you're like, okay, so Jaden Daniels is the dude or like one of the dudes.
That could swing it for me.
Yeah, for sure. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
The same goes back to Flag. Flag on the attack.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Oh, Hagee, we are rolling.
Yeah, dude, my lunch was great. I feel full
now. Have I gone too far now?
No, not at all. I think good. It's great.
No, I hate you great. Now. How dare you mess with my friend's lunch?
Because I was going to say, I haven't gone too far enough.
Yeah, no, you have not. I'm waiting for that moment. I know you're capable.
I'm a little curious.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin has now done this twice to Eric. And I feel like retribution is going to happen at some
Poop
point.
Dollar?
And I'm a little concerned about this. I'm a little concerned because I have done nothing here. All right, I've been watching him.
Oh, yeah.
We're teammates. I'm with you on these things, but you've just gone out and just picked on Eric for no reason.
Hey, Hagee, I get you. Hagee, you know Amazon's doing Amazon Day is going on right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, Prime Day.
You might want to go and order a pump for your tires.
Oh man,
they've been slashed.
The pump's not going to help.
Can I still order the same pump for that Eric
Good
was
point.
Asking me for?
Boom! That pump.
Yeah,
you know, right.
you can actually get a great deal on that pump today.
No, I can't help it.
I'm a little concerned.
Corey has had nothing to do with this. Please don't take him down.
I can see the innocence on his face.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
But man!
What's happened both times is I looked over and I was like, I need Eric to get in that damn room already so he can see the hilarious thing that I did. And I'm like, because you're off doing show prep like other places
grinding,
and doing stuff. Yeah.
Grinding, man.
And so.
He's grooting.
Is that what sleeping on the couch is?
Hey, now.
I was trying to prop him
He's
up.
A rock star.
That's how I prep.
I appreciate
He's
that.
He's absorbing it.
Yeah,
absorbing
exactly.
Through osmosis.
Now, I also did Corey wrong this morning.
What?
Because he goes, man, are you excited for Cooper Flag?
Yeah, I heard.
And I go,
yeah, what the hell?
It's a real downer, man.
I didn't mean to be, but I've seen people throughout the day that are like pretty stoked about it. And I guess I'm not as stoked as people expected. I feel bad about that. Are you guys like pumped up for the game?
I was actually going to pitch. Like Club Mavs.
I like it. I like it.
I'm that fired up. This is a big moment. Our first time that we get to see Cooper Flag
just wearing any type of Maverick jersey in an actual game of NBA magnitude.
And the number one overall pick?
Yes. I feel as though this is like opening day.
This.
You know, that's... I'm super pumped.
I'm sorry.
Like opening day.
Oh,
I'm super pumped about this. And, I mean, it's just such kind of a dull sports time.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm throwing the towel in when it comes to our baseball team. So I need something else to really get excited about.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm sad because of that other thing that said. That no, because I obviously you're not wrong.
No, that was a heartbreaker last night. I mean, do we have any excitement about the idea that, hey, we lost in a different way, kind of?
Yeah, we scored all the runs this time.
Plenty of runs. Know?
So, I don't know. It's like you turn on one faucet, and then the other one just shuts off. You're like, what's going on? I need both faucets.
Yeah.
And right now they're only giving us one faucet. Which sucks. I am excited about Flag tonight. I'm a little bit concerned about the idea that I've seen where I don't know how many minutes. It's just the minutes thing.
That's I'm with you on that.
Because I don't know that we're just going to be getting 40 minutes worth of Cooper
if
Flag
tonight.
If they
said they were going to turn him
loose. Like 15 minutes.
And he could maybe get 35 points and 12 assists. I'd be like, hell yeah.
Plays a quarter and he's out.
Yeah.
How many games are we planning to play this young man?
At least two.
Then let's go max reps here.
Okay.
Max reps. If we're only going to play two games, let's see what we got.
You know, let's run him
up down. I heard that maybe some of his conditioning might be a little off. You know, that was something that they were going to have to work on.
They don't run it, Duke.
But he will.
They're going to run him on the point.
If he's only going to play two games, let's see what we got here. Let's see. Let's let him bring the ball up. Let's see him make passes. Let's see him take shots. Let's get an idea what we got here.
Yeah, and I would say, especially with the role that they're talking about with him playing that point guard kind of role, like you
want to make all the mistakes.
Just didn't that.
Get all the reps.
Else. Yeah.
Go get as many minutes and reps under your belt as possible. Yep. But otherwise, yes, I am really excited to watch him.
Now, you guys mentioned the other thing that is less exciting. The Rangers continue to find new and exciting ways to disappoint us.
Yeah, I mean, you got anything else you wanted to bring to the table other than the Rangers?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe something fun,
definitely
lighthearted.
Talk about other important stuff. Would you want to live next to a super famous person? Because we were kicking this around with the Livy Dunn, Paul Skeens, Babe Ruth conundrum about how she didn't get to buy his apartment after all. Would you want to live next to somebody who was like pretty famous?
I was in the Mavs locker room when the Lamar Odom thing was going on and the Kardashian show was there. Took up the whole locker room. I'm in the show. My shoulder is. Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Heck yeah, that dealt.
But like it took up the whole space. And when we were walking from the interview room down to the locker room, it was the whole thing. It was annoying. I'm not going to lie. It was kind of an annoying thing to have that. And I feel like with Livy Dunn, she's going to have content creation everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would want it.
Yeah. I feel like the thing is when it's their home, though, don't you feel like that's where they kind of want the most privacy possible? Yeah. Like they're going, that's our safe space. When we walk out of these doors, anything can happen. Sure. The content and the posse, if you will. But when it comes to being at home, you would think that would be kind of a chill place.
He might ask her to like, listen, let's not do things at the house. But
I could see that.
You know, like if we're in New York City here, if you want to do content at stores and stuff like that, let's by all means, but let's not try and do it here at the home.
Get a bunch of camera crews in here.
Her get ready with me videos. How's she going to get ready with me if she's not in her?
Yeah, like she's going to have to film content.
Okay, but how many hands on deck for the get ready videos?
Might just be a ring or probably a ring just her. Camera and
maybe
a
just
ring
hers.
Light.
Yeah. Right?
Maybe a hand from Paul.
Yeah.
Here and there. I do think, like, I just don't want to live next to the streamers. Because they're constantly going to be using their house to stream content. Mm-hmm. Like, the FaZe people, Neon, Kai Cenat, like, all these that have blown. Like, they're going to, their houses are for that.
Yeah.
They're throwing crazy parties.
Yeah.
But I do think if you're going to be living next to somebody famous, probably means your house is pretty sick, too.
Did you, by chance, watch, I know it just came out, and of course I had to watch it, The Real Project X train wreck
documentary.
No, I have
not seen it. I did not see it yet.
And it's like 45 minutes long. It's not long at all. I really thought that like they made the movie based on this party, But in actuality, the movie came out and the party exploded because they're like, let's turn this into the real Project X because of the movie. I thought it worked. And it's in Norway. It's really fascinating, though. And again, it's 45 minutes. So even if you don't like it, that's awesome.
All right. Okay. So the movie is what started the party.
And the movie came out and this girl was throwing a birthday party. And I'll let you watch how it took off. From
I do
there.
Think at that age, you were all trying to just like, can we throw our own Project X like party? Which was a dream.
We were just trying to hang out and not get caught by the cops. That was always our, like, we didn't want the cops
like low
showing
key
up.
Kickback style.
We had a few times when the cops showed up and they were just kindly, all right, go home.
No one's here.
Yeah. It was, but most of the time we were just trying not to get the cops called on us.
Yeah. We had a buddy whose dad was a part of the law enforcement. So he showed up with his buddies and the son got tore up pretty good.
No.
And then brought us, I'm sure you've already seen this, Lamar Brown, the number one recruit in all of the football nation, has picked LSU.
Which means he'll end up at Georgia after this season.
It's kind of funny that you say that, because it said if he stays and signs with LSU.
He won't. This is what recruiting is.
Yeah.
Recruiting has come to try and bring somebody that maybe he'll give you a year. Maybe he will like it enough that you're winning. And maybe you could pay him enough, but there will always be some coach that was recruiting him and calling him in the winter time and going, "Hey man, you still happy there in Baton Rouge?"
Yeah,
trust me, I'd be doing it. I would if you let me play Wild West rules. I'm going to take every advantage of that. I am going to be the most sneaky, underhanded recruiter you could ever imagine to try and steal your guys away for my program,
Mr. Steal Your Guy.
Yeah. Well, recruiting to me, recruiting class, if you tell me you have the number one recruiting class, I'm saying great. That means that four of those pieces are going to end up at Oregon. Two of the pieces are going to end up at Georgia.
Yeah.
And that fifth guy is going to Alabama or Ohio State.
Yeah. What do you find fellas got coming up on the program today?
Pure gold, as always, Hagee. Thank you so much for asking. We will get into the top 10 sports scandals in history.
Ooh.
Coming up at 2:25 in honor of what Lucius had yesterday for LA Live. We did some Cowboy scandals and it was brilliant. Jared's going to join us at 3:00, talk some Rangers, and Bobby Corella live from Vegas. Ooh. To preview the Cooper Flag Summer League debut at 4:00.
Kevin doesn't care.
No, I care.
You better be tuning in at 4:00. We're going to get
Bobby.
You pumped.
He's
up.
Awesome.
Okay.
Bump it up.
Roll home with the G-Vag Nation. We've been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Hey, I'm going
to
stop messing with Eric, Kevin.
Debatable.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.